We are up to Perites Mishneches. Misha Hayulo Peros Shvius Vigia Shas Habiur. Person has in his possession Peros Shvius and the Zman Biur writes Mechalik Mizon Shalosh Mizon. You should distribute the Mizon Shalosh Shudus Lachol Echad Viechad. So what you do is you distribute over here. He gives Mishas Biur Zman Biur Peros Lefim Mekaymon Kedushan Leel Shalosh Aros Lebiur Ubraisa Shaninu Echlin Banav Mada Pesach. We don't need brisa. You can eat grapes until Pesach. The grapes at Hanukkah. So we learn in each location until it's available in the field. And the brisa elaborates. The brisa tells that grapes are available until Pesach. You could find grapes in the field. Olives at Hatzer Shavuos. The grapes dried figs at Hanukkah earlier in the until Hanukkah. But tomorrow dates at Purim. Okay, until Purim. The kulon at shnas hashmina, the kulon at shnas hashminis. Ooh, look at that! Until the 8th year, zman halol b'stam sheni yadu im kolol lachaya menasado im lav. Now, in other words, these things are found in the field even to the next year. These things extend all the way into the next year. Wow, that means it goes all the way until the next year. Until it really goes even until Pesach, and the next year, grapes. You can find grapes that from the shmita. That's what it says. Oichlam adav mara Pesach. You can eat grapes until the 8th year Pesach. Because the Shemitah grapes are still found in the field until Pesach the following year. That's what it says. B'zeis manot tzeres, b'gregos ad ha-tachanak, b'tumar manapurim, b'kulon ad shonish ha-sheminis. B'kulon shel shonish ha-sheminis. Uzvan malalu b'stam, she'en yadu, it's not known, im kolor l'chay min ha-sadeh im laf. We're dealing with a situation when you do not know if it's still available. When you do not know if it's still available, that's when you want to go do it. Avol b'yadua. But let's say you know that it is not available, then you have to stop earlier. If you know that it's still available, then you can continue to eat even later. Okay, so mechalik b'zon shuros l'chol l'chol echav yachad ve'anshei beisoi from all of the people in your home. V'yachakach mechalik l'shcheinav l'koyvav miyaduav. So what you do is you give it to the people l'chol echav from the people of your home, and afterwards you give it to your neighbors u'l'koyvav. And your relatives, umiyudov, and your beloveds, right? Umoitz v'nichal pesach beis. So you put it, you bring outside the midrash beis. So Omer, achenu beis yisrael mi shetzach lito. Whoever wants to come take lito, eat or take. Okay, so you line it up. Here's a picture. Mechalek mazon shalosh sudos l'cholach v'yachad. If you have in your house storage and you do not know how to distribute, chayv lohitzi mi beis lahafkir. Kimois peres hamaspekes l'sholosh sudos, 3 meals worth. This container has enough food for 3 meals. You give it to who? You give it to everyone. Your friends, family, wife, mistress. And all of the associates.
Excellent.
What do you mean, excellent?
Excellent. You give it to all your friends.
You give it to all your talmidim. You give it to all the Rosh Hashivas. Sarach lechalik es haperus. What? Who's here? Who's here? Oh. I thought you were sitting up for the. For yourself, you must distribute all the peros shebrishusa lachem lecholechad mazon mazon gimel sudos. You can keep for yourself enough food for 3 meals. Imhu ani Rabbi Yehuda ve'afilu hu asher Rabbi Yosi. Okay, vanim oichlim achar habiur, the poor can achar habiur. Avaloi ashirim, not the rich. Shir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi, Omer, Echad Anim, Yechad Anashim, Oichel Machar Habir. Hey, let's see, Vanim, Oichel Machar Habir, Avaloi Ashirim, Dil Sivs Apostle, Vachlo, Evyoni Amcha, V'Yisram, the poor of your nation, V'Yisram, and the leftover, Toichal Chayas HaSodeb. Evyoni Amcha, Avaloi Amcha, the poor, but not Amcha, not the rich. Amcha means your own kind. You know, it used to be a code word in the Holocaust, Amcha. Amcha means I'm Jewish. Amcha means the common man. Amcha. Here it says the Evyoni Amcha, the poor, Veloy Amcha. Echad Anim Echli disagrees. The poor and the rich. Kari Bevi Achlu Evyoni Evgam Amcha. Kari Bevi Achlu Evyoni. Everyone's called an Evyoni. Everyone in the year of Shemitah he calls an Evyoni. Vegam Amcha. Viachlu Evyoni Evyoni. Vegam Amcha. Evyoni. Or he tied Evyoni Kama Amcha. So you see the Machlekes?
Yeah.
The Machlekes, the word is Evyoni coming to modify the word Amcha. Or is the word Evyoni independent? And then Amcha is independent. You were in Cologne.
Yeah.
Evyoni Amcha. There's Evyoni Kama, there's Amcha. There are two different types of categories of people. There are Evyoni, there is Amcha. Okay. Echad Ani V'Echad Hashem Kari Bei V'Echulu Evyoni Evyoni V'Gam Amcha V'Halach V'Halach is like Rabbi Yossi. And we pass like Rabbi Yossi. Period. Let's see over here what it's over here in the Mishnah Nachmol. Mi Shohayu Lo Peru Shvius. Do you have a pair of Shvius in your house? V'Giyah Shasa Biur. So the Halach is you must dispose Nechalek Mizoin Sholish. So you must give a Mizoin Sholish Shudos. You line everyone up. L'chol to who gets it. Echad v'echad, anyone who wants. V'anim oich l'machar abir, v'anim the pork nechar abir, avalo yashirim. What?
Oh, you mean, if they're in the in Aniyim's house? V'anim oich
l'machar? No, Aniyim come, they come, they line up.
Yeah, but we said you give it to everybody else already.
Here. Anyone who wants, yeah.
Yes, you give it to everybody already. V'chalik mazl shal yishudas v'chol echad.
V'chol echad v'echad, period.
So what do and I have to talk about Aniyim for?
No, you're right. Now what happens after this man beer? So that's when the Zman Bir arrives. Now what happens after the Zman Bir? After the Zman Bir.
Yeah.
Vanim, so when the Zman Bir arrives, you must dispose of it immediately.
Uh-huh.
Okay, during the Zman Bir, at the
Correct.
Zman Bir. Now let's say it's after the Zman Bir.
Oh, okay, that's
so it. What do you do with it? So after the Zman Bir, so it says, Aniyim oichle machar bir, v'avalo yashirim.
Right,
Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Echad, Aniyim, v'echad Hashirim, oichle machar bir. Everyone thought it would be after the Zman Bir.
Then why did you have to do this? What?
That was during the Zman Bir.
Yes, so then what?
Let's say you were nichshel, you didn't do it. You were away. You didn't realize you had. And now you find yourself in this situation.
You should get rid of it before.
Yes.
If so not, you're still allowed to do it.
Right, that's right. Okay, a Mishnah test. Mishnah, Perish Shvi, Shinaf, Lulu, Birusha. Perish Shvi shall be Yerusha, Yishinid, Lulu, Bimatana. Yeah, Perish Shvi shall be Yerusha, Bimatana, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Yinos, Lulu, even though they were collected, nilkitu lachlan b'kedusha shviyas b'kol mokam. So Rabbi Elazar, the also mazeh shenidnu loy peres alal lachlan levadai. You're not allowed to eat levadai.
That's it.
All right.
Okay, can we? Can you?